الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
ابھی اجالا فاؤنڈیشن کا چندہ ہے، تمام حضرات سے گزارش کی جاتی ہے کہ وہ اپنے زکوٰۃ صدقات اور اللہ سے تعاون کر کے جائے. ان شاء اللہ تعالی آفٹر دا ریمیننگ دعا مولانا حابل صاحب ول بی امپارٹنگ اے ویری امپارٹنٹ ٹاک، اور ان شاء اللہ تعالی یہ صرف انگریزی میں نہیں بلکہ مولانا صاحب اردو بھی میں بھی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں. سو وی ڈو ریکویسٹ آل بردرز اینڈ آلسو جو بڑے حضرات ہیں وہ بھی ضرور شرکت کریں، ان شاء اللہ تعالی بہت فائدہ ہوگا. اینڈ جس ون پوائنٹ ریسنٹلی آئی سین دیٹ بیفور دا پریئر اسٹارٹس دیئر از اے لاٹ آف گاسپ ان دا مسجد. And the sad situation is that when we look around, it's all the elders. We occupy the back, we occupy every other place, and we talk as much as we want, we gossip, we raise our voices. And if it was the children doing the same, we'd literally break their legs. So we need to lead by example. We need to talk, we go outside the masjid, we go outside the hall, we talk. If we set such an example for the children, they are obviously going to follow us, and then if we take them to task, it's totally unjust. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu alayka as-salamu alayka. Allahumma la mani alayka ma'adayt wa la'ayna. Allahumma a'inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa sallam. Wa a'inna ala khamarati wa sakarati wa tukina. Allahumma la mani alayka ma'adayt wa la ma'adayna. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع أنفسنا. اللهم واقيتك واقية المريد. اللهم اغفر لنا كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا فارحمنا. أحد الصمد الذي لم يمت ولم يلد. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والعالم والآخرة. وآت نفوسنا اللهم اسلم النصر الدين واحفظ الخبر الدين. اللهم بارك لنا في امورنا واجرنا من خزي الدنيا والعذاب الاخر برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Time is very short. I'd just like to go through a few notes that I've made. First of all, I would like to share an incident that took place just recently. I had a phone call from a sister. It was a shocking phone call. She said, listen to the words carefully of what she said. She said that, you know, the custom that took place before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the girls were being buried alive. I'm going to repeat myself. Do you know the custom that took place before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of burying girls alive? I wish that that custom continued. I asked her, that sister, what do you mean? She said that I am being physically, emotionally abused, and the other way also abused daily, and I've got no one to turn to. Everyone I speak to in my family, I am told that chup rahe, khamosh rahe, don't tell anyone, maslo apna khandan lo, to humne zarur kar hai. Don't tell anyone, be quiet, you will disgrace our family. Is this what Islam teaches us? To suffer in silence? When someone is turning towards you for help, or hum kehte, move, leave, don't talk, be quiet. Ye kaun sa tariqa hai? And this is happening in our community. Imagine what she is going through, that she is saying that I wish I was buried alive. Hame ye hukam hai ki when someone turns towards you, zalim ki bhi madad karo, mazloom ki bhi. Zalim ki madad ka matlab ye hota hai that when someone is doing zulm, oppressing, then you should stop that person from oppressing. That is what their help is, madad is. And here we are saying ke nahi, don't tell no one, forget it. Ye bilkul jaiz nahi hai. If a person does turn towards you for help in this situation and you do not help that person, you too will be indulged in that oppression, in that zulm, and you will have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. Ye bilkul ghalat tariqa hai. And I'm sorry to say that the elders in our community are to blame the most. Imam sahab ne abhi elan kiya. When a youngster talks in the corner or even outside the masjid, we shout him and say, "Nikal atle thi, why did you come? Get out." When a chacha speaks in the first row, we dare say anything to that chacha. We dare say anything to him. The youngsters are watching this. The youngsters are watching. And what are they taking from us? Here is the same thing. Elders know what's happening in our community, but they are quiet. Bani Israel were told not to fish on Saturday. They did hila, loophole, and they started fishing. The elders, the Sufis, the Buzrugs of that time, some of them knew what was happening. They didn't stop them. When Allah's punishment came, the youngsters, the Sufis and the Buzrugs, the young Sufis who knew and did not stop them were turned into monkeys. And the elders of that community, the Sufis of that community, the Buzrugs of that community who knew what was happening but did not stop. Hamare mein jazba hai na, hamare mein to yehi hai na. Bhai puta lu kaam kara karwa lu, koi nahi kahe kewalu nahi. Don't tell no one, just do your own business and go. Don't get involved. Don't tell no one. Fitna hoga. Ye hamara raviya hai. That's our custom. Unhone yehi kiya tha. Ke do your job. Aap apni ibadat karte raho. Don't get involved. Don't say anything. Don't stop them. When Allah's punishment came, the Sufi buzrugs, elders, were turned into pigs. Those elders in our community who are brushing it aside, turning a blind eye, they are to blame the most. And they will have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. So my dear, and I'm not only saying female, even males are suffering sometimes. One brother told me that after work when I return home, I sit outside my home and I think whether I should go in my home or not. Because I don't know what mood she will be in. So sometimes the female is a zalim, zalima. And sometimes the male is a zalim. Whoever is oppressing, we need to stop that oppression. That daughter-in-law in your house, think of her as your own daughter. How would you want your daughter to be treated? And that son-in-law in your home, think of him as your own son. How would you want your son to be treated? Especially when someone comes, I'm repeating myself, because hamare mein ye culture hai. Be quiet, don't tell no one. And there are people out there who are suffering. They are turning to people, but they are being brushed aside. Ye bilkul jaiz nahi hai. Khair, month of Ramadan, I read about one person that he wanted to burn himself as a stunt. Before the stunt, he had to fast for 1 month to lower his oxygen requirement to do that stunt for 2 minutes. When I read that, I remembered the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why do we doubt in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that if a person fasts, then that fast will save him from the fire of Jahannam. In the same way, the scientists tell us that there is a star which is 700 times bigger than this world, greater than this world. Why do we doubt on the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we are told that there is Jannat out there which is 10 times greater than this world? Another point. معاف کرنا اگر کسی کو برا لگے تو, لیکن بات تو کرنی ہوگی. معاف کرنا,
دن کی بات کسی کو بری لگنی بھی نہیں چاہیے.
And that is regarding the topi. Topi is one of the greatest sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam go out without a topi. Ulama hai, unse pooch lijiye. As far as I remember, only it was in the time of ihram the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his topi. Besides ihram, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never went around without a topi. بلکہ اوپر سے ایک اور چیز تھی اور وہ ہے ٹربن, امامہ. امامہ پہننا, ٹوپی پہننا از ون آف دا گریٹسٹ سنن آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اب سننا میں نے کہا تو یہاں پر بعض لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ اٹس اونلی سننا, اٹس ناٹ نیسیسری. ون اے پرسن سیز اونلی سننا, صرف سنت ہے, ضروری نہیں ہے, اس کا مطلب یہ ہوا, نعوذ باللہ نعوذ باللہ نعوذ باللہ, دیٹ دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از ناٹ نیسیسری. It's only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not necessary, na'udhu billah. Agar yehi kehna hai ke it's only sunnah, to yeh bhi keh do ke it's only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not necessary. Yeh bhi keh dijiye. We don't realize what we are saying. Ek aur baat yahan topi ke bare mein, because I'm dealing with idiots every day. We have to say these things. Otherwise it's getting worse out there. There are clubs out there, clubs. Clubs, house of shaitan, where they have a dress code. To enter that club, you have to be dressed according to that code. And if you are not dressed according to that code, you are not allowed in that house of shaitan. When a house of shaitan has a dress code, should not the house of Allah have a dress code? Kya yahan dakhil hone ke liye koi tariqa hai hi nahi? نہیں ہونا چاہیے, ضرور ہونا چاہیے. ٹوپی کے بارے میں ایک اور بات عرض کر دوں. بعض لوگ کہتے ہیں دس از عام, اٹس گیٹنگ مور اینڈ مور کامن, کہ بھائی گمے ٹائم نماز تو ٹھہر جائے نا, بھائی نماز تو ہو جاتی ہے نا, پھر اتنا زیادہ چیخنے کی کیا ضرورت ہے. ہمیں کہتے ہیں لوگ, اتنا زیادہ چیخنے کی کیا ضرورت ہے, نماز تو ہو جاتی ہے. نماز از ایکسیپٹڈ وداؤٹ ٹوپی. یس, ٹو تھنگس ہیئر. Number one, why do we come in the masjid? To get maximum reward. You lose great reward by not wearing the topi. That's number one. Secondly, agar yahi kehna hai, if you want to say that namaz is accepted without topi and it's not important, then let me give you another masala. The satar of a man is from belly button till below the knees. That's the satar. Tabe Gujarati ma bolu, jangya perine tame namaz parove. Yes, بولنا پڑے گا ہمیں, جانیا پیرینے نماز پڑھو گے تمہاری نماز تھی جائے. پڑھیں گے آپ لوگی پہن کر نماز پڑھو, نماز ہو جائے گی آپ کی, نماز پڑھیں گے آپ, کیوں نہیں. ٹیک یور جب آف, ویئر تھری کوارٹر شارٹس, پرے یور نماز, یور نماز ول بی ایکسپٹیڈ. گون, گو اہیڈ. میں کہہ رہا ہوں کہ نماز ہو جائے گی, وہ نماز سے پوچھ رہے, نماز ہو جائے گی. I'm repeating myself, wear three quarter shorts, become naked, read your namaz will be accepted. Paro namaz. Kyun nahi parhenge? Sharam aayegi na? Sharam aayegi na? Why are we not ashamed to take our topi off and bow in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why not? Soch kar baat kare, soch kar. Ek aur masla yaad aaya, baaz log sawal karte hain, can I read my namaz in my 90? اب یہاں پر بھی مسئلہ تو یہی ہے کہ if there is no ناپاکی on your 90, نماز ہو جائے گی. کس نے کہا نہیں ہوگی, ہو جائے گی. لیکن نہ مسجد میں, تو بھائی اللہ کرے کہ وہ بھی ایک کسٹم نہ شروع ہو جائے کہ 90 پہن کر آ جائے, ورنہ ہو جائے گی نماز. 90 میں بھی نماز تو ہو جاتی ہے, لیکن پہنیں گے آپ نیو؟ کیوں, کیوں نہیں پہنیں گے, شرم آئے گی. اسی طریقے سے ٹوپی نکالنے میں بھی ہمیں شرم آنی چاہیے. اور اگر گھر میں نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں تب بھی نائٹی پہن کر نماز نہیں پڑھنی چاہیے. کیوں؟ Why? Because you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king of all kings, Malik al-Muluk. Would you wear nighty in front of a king? No. How can you wear something that is inappropriate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Something to think about, my dear brothers. Things are getting worse day by day. And someone has to take the brunt. Someone has to be the awkward one. Someone has to be the harsh one. Someone has to be, goodbye, extreme. But someone has to. Otherwise, things are getting worse. Things which were haram 10 years ago are now halal. Has Quran changed? Has Hadith changed? Or our thinking has changed? One of the two. Aaj musibat ye hai ki har masle mein hame hila chahiye. Jaise ki ek shakhs ko kisi ne kaha, one person was told that why do you lie? You do mix water in milk. So he said, no, I don't. I don't lie. I mix milk in water. I mix milk in water, so I'm not lying. Yehi aaj hum kar rahe hain. Har masle mein bas au karwanu, em karwanu, em kar lakhanu to halal thai jaye. Em bolwanu, em karwanu to halal thai jaye. Ekne dewanu, pilane dewanu, em karine dei dewanu to halal thai jaye. Har masle mein ek ajeeb sa mahol bana hua hai. Hila to kar rahe hain hum, wahi yawm sabt ka masla jo maine kaha. They were told not to fish and they did hila. Wo hila jaiz tha ya nahi? Wo hame pata chalega qiyamat ke din. Ke kaun sa hila jaiz hai, kaun sa hila na jaiz hai. Har masle mein hila nahi kar sakte. Khair, I'd like to go through a few masail. One is jewelry for men is not allowed. Earring, necklace, any kind of jewelry is not allowed. Yahan tak ke even a rubber band, simple rubber band, is not allowed for men. The only jewelry for men is a silver ring. That's it. Silver ring. Aur usme bhi likha hai ke 4.37 grams. Usse zyada silver nahi hona chahiye. If there is, then again the silver ring will not be allowed. So only silver ring is allowed for men. For women, they can wear any fake jewelry. Anything is allowed. But in rings, aurton ka bhi masla hai. Women can only wear gold and silver ring. No other ring is allowed for women. Isi tariqe se, whenever we wear socks, shoes, clothes, try to wear the right side first, then the left. Another sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When taking off, take off left first, then the right. Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we practice on this simple sunnah, then we will get the reward of 100 martyrs. Imagine the reward in the month of Ramadan. Putting hair, applying hair on the oil. That is also sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you start combing, comb from the right. Again, one of the greatest sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek aur baat yahan arz karni hai. Again, please maaf karna agar bura lage to, lekin baat to karni hai. Aur wo ye hai ke short back and side, ye bilkul haram hai. Bilkul jaiz nahi hai. Ab baaz logon ne blending shuru kar diya. Hila. Wahi na, back to heel again, loophole, in everything, hole all. Ehu kaafi karo na ke hamaj nahi pare, khabar nahi pare. Heela to kar liya, dhoka kisko de rahe hain? Kisko dhoka de rahe hain? Alimul ghuyub ko? Allahu Akbar, we don't even realize who are betraying. We are betraying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knower of all. Short back and side, jai nahi hai. Aage ek aur baat kar do, maaf karna agar bura lage to. Is wajah se ki I just went recently to one place to read Tarawih. Aur main hairan reh gaya, pata nahi yahan mahol kya hai, agar aisa ho to mujhe maaf kar dena. Lekin wahan gaya to main hairan reh gaya dekh kar ke Tarawih ka jo imam tha, Tarawih ka jo, aur masla dono ka ek hi hai jahan tak mujhe ilm hai, aur fatawa ki kitab mein to maujood hai zarur. Ab agar hila isme bhi ho gaya ho to mujhe malum nahi, lekin masla to zarur hai. اور وہ یہ ہے کہ فرض ہو یا تراویح ہو، اس میں امام داری کترنے والا ہو، trimming the beard. If he trims his beard under one fist or shaves his beard. اور یہ تو چالاکی اس میں بھی کرتے ہیں بعض لوگ کہ اس انداز سے کاٹتے ہیں کہ خبر نہیں پڑا لوں، بس سیگریٹ کاٹی کہ خبر نہیں پڑے. وہی نا ہر چیز میں ہیلا. تو داری میں تو سم ٹائم دے گیٹ اوے ود اٹ، لیکن دس واز شاکنگ واٹ آئی سو. The imam had short back and side. Yahan tak shaved, the beard was shaved till here, and short back and side, and he's doing imamat in Tarawih. اور جو بولے گا وہ فتنہ خور, جو بولے گا وہ ایکسٹریم, جو بولے گا وہ بھائی ینگسٹرز ہے ان کو بھی چانس دو, کم سے کم مسجد میں تو آ رہے ہیں, کم سے کم نماز تو پڑھ رہے ہیں, کم سے کم مسجد میں مسجد کے گھر میں تو آ رہے ہیں, کم سے کم حافظ تو بن گئے, اچھی چیزوں تو دیکھو, بری چیز کیوں دیکھتے رہتے ہیں, کیوں دیکھتے ہیں بری چیزیں, اچھی چیزیں دیکھو نا. When you want to buy a car, what do you do? What do you do? One small fault, one small dent, and what do you say? There's a dent here, I want some reduction. اتنی اچھی چیز ہے کار میں, آپ کو ڈینٹ ہی نظر آیا, آپ کو ڈینٹ ہی نظر آیا. When you go to the doctors, you look for the best doctor, the most experienced doctor. You don't look for someone who is part-time doctor. You want the best doctor. When you go to see a girl or a boy, اس پہ بھی کیا کریں گے, you will see every minute detail. یہ تو ٹھیک جاری ہے بھائی, اٹلو ہارو چہرو تنے نظر نہیں آئے, تنے صرف جاری دکھائی, اتنا اخلاق تو تو جو نہیں نہیں مانے, صرف جاری دکھائی. No, she's a bit chubby. She's fine, she talks nice, she's good, good character, she's got everything good, but she's a bit chubby. کیوں اس وقت اچھی چیز کیوں نہیں نہیں دیکھتے, why don't you see the good qualities then? کیوں کیا ہوا اس وقت, اچھی چیز دیکھو نا, نہیں. Because it's your life. Because it's your life. You have to stay with the person. Lekin jab deen ka masla aata hai, we change. Totally change. Then anything goes. Anyone will do. Anything will happen, no problem. Jab tak ke kaam ho jaye. I'm sorry to say, but this raviya deen ke saath kyun hai hamara? Jaisa raviya duniya ke saath hai, waisa hi raviya deen ke saath hona chahiye. Na ke ulta. So again, مسئلہ کیا لکھا ہے, that if the imam is in that condition, trimming his beard, or has short back and sides, or wearing his trousers below the ankles, مسئلہ لکھا ہے فتوہ کی کتابوں میں کہ مکروہ تحریمی ہے. It is مکروہ تحریمی. مکروہ تحریمی means حرام. And یہاں تک لکھا ہے کہ your salah will be accepted, but you will be wasting your time because you will not be rewarded. Zero, sifr. You get no reward for that salah, no reward. Aur imam ka masla itna sakht hai, farmaya ke the person who is imam, he's got a big responsibility. All those reading behind him, if he reads it well, he will be rewarded for all those reading behind him. If he reads it unwell, if he makes a mistake, if he reads it wrong, then he will have to answer for all those reading behind him. تو امام کی قدر بھی ہمیں کرنی چاہیے, امام کا عہدہ بھی ہمیں جاننا چاہیے. یہ بھی ہماری مصیبت ہے گجراتیوں میں کہ امام کو غلام سمجھتے ہیں, یہ بالکل غلط ہے. امام غلام نہیں ہے, امام از اے لیڈر. ٹریٹ ہیم از اے لیڈر, ٹریٹ ہیم از یور گائیڈ, ٹریٹ ہیم از یور مینٹور. میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی بس توفیق. دوسری بھی باتیں تھی, اگر وقت ملا تو نیکسٹ ٹائم انشاءاللہ معاف کرنا, اگر برا لگا ہو تو. آئی آلسو ہیو ٹو رن فار مائی سموسز. جزاکم اللہ خیر, واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین. مسائل میں کچھ اختلاف ضرور ہوتا ہے, اگر آپ کو شک ہو تو علماء سے پوچھ لیں, وہ جو کہے وہ مان لیں, میرے بارے میں یہی سمجھ لیں کہ میں نے غلط کہا. جزاکم اللہ خیر.